Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hiya, Helen. Right, I'm at the studio, but I'm feeling a bit ill. So if you go past the Cambridge, could you pick me up, you know, like tissues, aspirin, orange, paracetamol, a hot water bottle, chocolate, a duvet. And just come with a big hug and a lot of love in your heart. And that's all I need. Bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Hello! Hello! How are you?
You asking me?
Yeah!
I'm good. Obviously, I'm well. You know that. We're just
good!
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. I got a bit of a problem.
Okay, right. So as someone who has been told already since seeing Rosie in the last 30 minutes that she shaved her bumhole. I just know it's going to be that, but I want to make it very clear. Our two guests are here.
Yep.
This is a story about bumhole. Jack, our producer, immediately jumped in with, oh, yeah, I've got an ingrown hair situation going on. And I also have an ingrown hair situation going on.
I had an ingrown hair situation
Shut
going
up!
On.
Are you serious?
I just spent the last week looking at my vagina in the mirror.
Where is it? Where's your placement?
In a place where there shouldn't be an ingrown hair. I've been telling Ball everyone roll. About it. Not
Do you
want to
see my one?
I'll show you mine.
Let's okay, all, let's all have a look. I won't see yours because that's disgusting.
Your sisters, you can look at each other's
yeah.
pussy.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. I get my baps out, but Mighty gets embarrassed.
Wait,
really
are we
like
talking about
naked.
Getting tits out?
Helen loves getting tits out.
Welcome to our guest today. Ooh, it's the wonderful sibling, Nadia Marina. Thank you so
Hello.
Much for coming on.
Hi, guys.
I am a light that's because normally we have one person. Mm. I like making it a portion.
It feels very Sex in the City.
We can double date.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we can.
Not me and you.
No, that can't happen. But
be open-minded. Yes, they're sisters.
It's incest.
Yes, look at each other. Yes, they wondered. But is that wrong? That will be Jack in the background clearing his throat, deciding what to do with his eyes and hands.
Helen, stop the incest immediately.
So we got this from the moment we walked in.
Sorry.
Sibling forced sexy time.
That's our new show.
Siblings forced sexy
sex. Time.
For sexy time.
No, it's bad.
Could that actually be your new show? Please tell me.
I mean, I often say to people when they walk past us, I go, we're sisters, but we fuck in the show.
I don't
swear.
You can swear, yes.
Okay, we fuck in the show. Just because I got so desperate and so tired in Edinburgh, and I really needed people in. So I went, we fuck in the show.
And
my sister and I.
No, you said
one of us gets fully naked.
I've heard you say that to someone. I heard you flying. Yeah. I was flying a table and you were flying a table, and all I could. I was like, come to the show, it's really fun. And you were like, I get my boob out. My sister gets her vagina out.
You just have to come
It's filthy. It's sexy.
You can wank as much as you want in the audience, but cool but girls are not going to do anything about it.
Yeah. Got some horrible
lads.
Balloon.
Yeah, bums on seats.
Bums on seats. Give your bum to the people. Oh, God, I'm sorry. God.
It's not coming across right now, but they're actually a really wonderful comedy duo, and you really should go see them live.
God, there's no sex in the show. Yeah.
No, but this is something to think about in the future.
It is something to think about.
But for now, let's forget about the future and focus on the past.
Very, very good.
Who do you think?
Oh yeah, guess.
Wrong. It's me. Surprise.
I thought you were older as well.
Surprise.
You have a big sister vibe.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
I think that's because I just have the voice of a Victorian train conductor. Because everyone thinks that I'm older, but it's just I sound just like an old Victorian.
But you have a big sisterness.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. You do.
Well, I am physically bigger than Maddie.
That is literally what it is. I still equate height with age.
Yeah. But also, it's always been that way. Edinburgh Fringe is the only time where I get people say, oh, your older sister and you, and I go, yeah, I'm the younger one, and it's really fun. I get to pretend to be the younger one.
But what's the age difference? We're talking like a year here, right?
No, we're talking
26
and 29.
Whoa!
No. That's a big three.
No.
That's a big three there.
Big three!
Yeah.
Shady,
your face was kind of disgusted.
So confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at first, when I first met you years ago, when I didn't really know you, I thought you were twins.
Yeah, a lot of people think
what?
That.
What?
Yeah. People do think that.
Do we look similar?
No. You look like sisters, but not similar like twins. Yeah. But I thought you were twins, like one of those twins that don't look the same but still share.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Share a mind and a heart.
Oh, those are share a mum.
Share a mum. Were free. Yeah. Do you remember Marina getting birthed?
Getting what?
Birthed. Yeah. It was so sensual the way you said that.
Yeah.
Birthed.
No, I don't remember Marina. I don't think I remember you getting birthed. But I remember you as a baby. Marina kicked my two front teeth out. She was such a man. She would hit me and then go, Maddie hit me and get me in trouble.
Are you serious?
I don't know why she's painting me like
bitch.
That. I really don't know why you're painting. It was because I was getting attention.
You were getting attention. But
I was
always
new to the scene and you didn't like
that. Crush topic number
one. Everyone, attention.
Did you like attention as children?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
So I think it's always been that you've, even though you looked weird when you were a child.
Because
you had the fringe.
Oh, I've seen
this. Is this the dark little
Neil Gallagher? Neil Gallagher.
I've seen this image.
Bowl stump. Yeah. So just to presume for listeners, a bowl is put on someone's head.
Oh, we're putting this on our Instagram.
And,
it's
not like they cut round so it's a perfect bowl. It's then someone going up like that, up, scissors up the bowl so that you take it out. It's a cap of hair.
Your mum did not give a fuck.
It's just a cap of hair with stumps.
My mum thought it was cool.
I look like something from This Is England.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Like a gypsy boy. Because if you'd have put me in a little leather black jacket.
This Is England. But you still had.
Just
look
like you're running around, scrap never sleep. Woo! Jamai!
Did your mum do
it? Yeah, she thought it was so cool.
No. Honestly, the confidence of mums and their hairdressing abilities is out of this world. Like, my mum's friend Chris used to do all of our hair in her garage. And mum was always like, yeah, well, obviously we'll just go to Chris. And it's like, no, obviously you go to a hairdresser. Like, no, honestly, Chris is so good at it. No, she's just a woman who's got a mirror in her garage. Like, if she was so good at it, she'd have a hairdresser. She's not so good at it.
Oh,
it's just somewhere you can
garage.
Go and just a mirror in a garage.
I don't think
Chris even swept.
Yeah.
She didn't sweep. It was just floor of hair. Children's hair.
ready for the next three. Helen, wading. Ted, Marianne, in your pop.
Wading through the children's hair to Chris.
But you still. That's an upsetting image. That's really sad, Maddie.
It's a metallic image.
Yeah. You were always, you still had the older sister vibes, even though you had the hair. I always think of Marina when we were kids. Marina was like, if you think of us as 90s stationery, you were like a like fountain pen Lamy. Do you remember those soft,
yeah,
soft?
That for left-handed people,
yeah,
and
no,
it never
worked. Yeah,
it just made you more ashamed you were left-handed.
You're both left-handed.
No, she is.
I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Matey.
And I was like a gel pen, a smelly gel pen. That was. Do you remember the soap-flavored smelly gel pen?
Are you kidding me right now?
That was white, and it, you wrote, and it didn't come out because paper's
yes.
white.
Oh, yes. I am like, oh, you've got. I literally nearly named my show this year Melon Scented Gel Pen.
No!
Like, there's still a chance I will.
Whoa,
like, I am.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
You are like, a Melon Scented Gel Pen. You're melon.
And also, yeah. I had one stolen from me from year four by Ellie Salter.
What?
She took it from my tray 100% and I know she did it, and I know she listens.
Here we go.
Did you like performing as little children?
Little, that big.
Yeah.
Big. Yeah. We were in some school plays.
Yeah, we were in school plays. We liked performing a lot, and we would do it all the time in the car when we drive around America, weirdly.
Aww.
That's when we would do. So actually,
all year round.
On back of any golf tips, carry on.
Oh shame!
Leave
I'm
it,
leaving.
Leave it.
But that's where we invent characters. We invented the rednecks. Shakety shake.
Say that on the.
Oh, can you not?
As someone who just came into this now. Oh. 1 second. What the fuck are you doing?
I can't say that.
Oh, forgive me. Southern. Okay, real strong Southern,
which
Americans
is my favorite accent of all.
Who
time.
Don't know what. Is
we invented
any,
those characters when we were 10 and they were in our show.
Yeah, so
what was the show you had when you were 10?
We just in the back of cars,
you
we would look at things and we went, drove past in the middle of America, a shack.
Amazing.
And we made up a whole idea of a guy who lives there and he's like, Shakety Shack.
Yeah.
And he's like, here's my cat, Mindy. She's dead, but she's real friendly. And then we'll just have like, I don't like
we'd play
stand.
That.
And we were parents in the front, like,
yeah.
Shut up.
No, they were actually filming it, going, this is really good.
Oh, you were encouraged.
We were encouraged.
Oh, oh, hell yeah.
So,
yeah,
of course.
Like,
they pushed. They pushed.
In all fairness, yeah. The Southern States accent, I always want to say Southern American, but that's South America, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
The Southern States accent is the best
unbelievable.
Accent in the world. I remember the
yeah.
first time I heard one from, like, not a character, but from a real person, was, you remember My Super Sweet 16 on MTV?
Yes.
Literally, man just lights up. And there was a girl on it called Ariel, and she was in, like, the South, mm-hmm. and she got a helicopter to take her to a party,
yeah.
and she loved her daddy. And I was like, I love you
yeah,
so much.
Kept
going to cotillions. I was like, what the fuck's a cotillion?
Cotillion, the princess.
Princess.
Y'all want sweet toy? Sweet toy?
Shake daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. But we also were in school plays. Marina, actually really
where
funny.
Where did you go to school? You Londoners?
Yeah, we're London.
We were
Marina ended up going to drama school professionally. But in school, what did you play?
I love drama school so much. Please tell me everything.
I'll tell you.
I'm sorry, literally, this is the worst thing about having siblings on, is now I'm sort of like, you're clearly the better sibling. Like, fuck
yes,
Maddie right now.
Maddie went to Googlier.
What's Googlier?
Went to Goulier.
Oh, the clown school. Oh, babe. And your sister went to drama school.
I know.
Oh, you absolutely. No one's ever done that. Everyone always congratulates Maddie and thinks I'm a.
I couldn't get in.
No, wait. Isn't Goliath? Can't you? Like, anyone can do it, right?
Yeah,
you just apply.
Yeah.
And it's like a form.
Yeah.
But drama school, you have to audition to get in.
I couldn't do it.
Awful. Maddie, I'm the proper one. Bruce, you just looked me in the eye and went, you're the proper one.
You are.
You're a faceless clown and shame on
and
you.
And I fully
shame
believe
on
that.
I couldn't get in.
Unashamedly, really believed you when you said that.
But, okay, bring
you're the
it
proper
back.
One.
Bring it back, you mother, the proper one. What did you play at school? What did you play?
Okay,
I was the lead.
Sorry, quickly.
And what did you play at school?
A prostitute number four.
Yes.
No.
And,
bring
my,
it back.
And I was so nervous, because if I have one line, if I've got like a big monologue, I'm not cocky, but I can kind of just go for it, you know.
Yeah.
But if it's one line.
Wait, what? How old are we and what's the play?
The play is, well, I played, no,
Maddie,
I can't remember
big.
What it's called. The Vampire Story
Vampire
or something.
Story.
I thought I was a vampire as a high school girl. Yeah. And then I went back in time to visit my old self.
With me.
Marina was prostitute number four.
And my line
fucking
was...
Fucking play, what? The Vampire Story.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, it was weird.
We had a school, it was weird. It
we
happened.
Can't really get into it, but... Yeah.
All we can say is your school had confident drama teachers. That's all I'm saying. Very confident drama teachers who really believed in their ability to make the Vampire Story come alive.
Genuinely, genuinely. We were playing adult things. We were doing proper adult things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At young
I had confident drama teachers as well. I get it. Like, yeah. I played a mistress in year 10, mm-hmm. and we did one musical, which is a musical of Al Capone's life. So I get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you at the time were like, this is so... Cool.
Yeah, but one of our lyrics was like full of something and wealthy whores, wealthy sluts.
Yeah.
Was sluts or whores?
Yeah,
like, it was definitely.
Yeah. Every play had at least four whores.
Yeah. It had to be done. But with a slightly see-through 90.
Yeah.
What did it over three?
The other three, it was sort of it was a montage scene where we came out of crevices and said like a line just to be like, welcome to the dusty, you know, back streets. I'm Mary, and then I'm Cindy or something. You know, we'd all come out like, you know, when you in that episode of Pingu with the.
That's not a frame of reference.
That is a frame of reference.
You can do that with Frank Seinfeld. You can't do that with like that episode of Bingu
when he goes and sees all the scary icicles and they're coming out of nowhere.
One person will get that.
Yeah, one person will understand. Anyway, my line was, I'm only.
Are we actually going to let her just use that as a frame of reference and move on?
Yeah.
Yes.
She does it a lot.
Now you can see why she got into drama school, because there was no way uni was on the
cards. Yeah. Oh, no. That's exactly it. That was exactly it. I literally couldn't get in anywhere.
No.
No. It's good. I am. Doing comedy with my sister as a career. So everyone's happy, aren't they?
We're all happy.
Okay, but wait, quickly. So my line was, I come out and I go, I'm only 12. And it is, and then I say...
1984.
Yeah, that's my job. That was just my job, is to say how old I am and what year it is and then disappear. Yeah, I was meant to be like a 12-year-old prostitute. But I got so nervous, I came out and went, I'm only 1805 and it's 15.
And then
just disappeared.
Crawled back in.
And I said it as I walked and then just disappeared.
Oh my God, my heart hurts for you.
It was
hilarious. My parents just were like, I could see them trying to figure out what I just done.
But they knew you'd fucked it. They knew.
I swapped it round.
We wanted to be the leads though. It's terrible. It's so bad.
You can just imagine the audience just really trying to figure out what they just heard. Like, okay, I think I know what she just did.
With plays, you only get one, two, three chances to do it, and then it's over. You haven't got a full run.
No, that's it.
You only had that one chance.
I had that one chance.
Did you fluff up your lines as well? Or was it like a horrible night with both your parents?
I don't remember what I did in that play. It was weird. But we always wanted to be the leads, didn't we? There was another drama, there was another play in our school. It was Romeo and Juliet, but set in a mental asylum, as always.
What? Oh my God,
as always. As always.
Why not improve Shakespeare? Give it a go, Mrs. Rogers.
Yeah.
It's just that one teacher who's like, in all fairness, I do just have a teaching qualification. I did read English for a while at university. But I genuinely think I can do a better spin on this than he did.
Yeah.
Let's give it a go.
We write the lines. Anyway, it was full of sex.
We were the lines.
We were 13. No.
There was sex.
But we were all set in a mental asylum. And I played like mental patient number 14. I had zero lines. I was just there.
Didn't you come by or something?
Yeah,
Juliet's gonna die or something.
No, I didn't have any lines, and I was so angry about it because I wanted to be one of the main mental patients.
Were Montagues and Capulets like in different wars?
What
at the mental asylum. We were all patients, and the mental asylum told us to put on Romeo and Juliet as part of our therapy. therapy. And at the end, Juliet actually dies. Oh. And at the end, Juliet doesn't actually wake up in the asylum.
Are you having an asthma attack?
She's killed herself. She's killed herself in real life. So the play ends.
I would pay so much money.
13-year-olds. The play ends and we'll all go back to our rooms in the asylum and Juliet's dead and then we're all like a plague on but like she's just dead and all
and
the
just
doctors
check in
ran.
Where in London are we? North London.
We're in where are we? Yeah, like Hammersmith area.
Right, this is the thing. I swear to God, London parents, my mum's a Londoner, like they just don't, they go see the play and they're like, yeah, absolutely fine by me.
Yeah.
Like, how is they, like, there's no complaint. If that happened in the suburbs, there'd be absolute uproar.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, yeah, we're Londoners, we don't give a
Wait.
Shit. Like, yeah, what's she doing in the school play? She's playing a mental patient who kills herself. Yeah. How old is she? 12.
There's also sex. There was sex.
Bring it on.
And I didn't get any lines, but my drama teacher told me that I was allowed to push a wheelie tray across the stage at one point. And I thought, okay, this is it. This is my chance. I'm really going to do this. So I pushed it so slowly and I was shaking and I was really getting into the character of my mental patient. And I was so slow and so attention seeking that the lights went down on the scene and then they came back up for the next scene, which was set somewhere else in the town. And I was still halfway through and I didn't give up. And so for maybe three scenes of Romeo and Juliet, there's just one mental patient pushing a trolley across the stage. That's how bad I wanted it.
I have to really tell this quickly, even though unfortunately it doesn't, Maddie and I aren't really involved in it, but we were in another play. We did another play at Odeon called, was it Faust?
Or was it Hamlet, where we had to play jesters who kissed.
We had to play
Is this a school
still? No.
Yeah, we were told to kiss.
But what was the one where Emmy had the bird, the stuffed bird?
Oh, Faust.
So another very good drama teacher idea was to get us all in tiny suits, because we were tiny. So imagine us in suits with slicked back hair, and we didn't have any lines except on a random sound cue. One of us would hold a pig skull and go up to the audience going, and then disappear. And my other friend had a stuffed bird. I can't tell you exactly what the actual play was. What was it?
Faust.
The pig heads.
No, it sounds
Faust.
Wonderful. It does sound good.
It was Faust. But then my friend Amy she got confused with the cue for when she has to go out like this and holding a stuffed bird and make it fly and walk all the way around the space, slick back hair in a suit with a stuffed bird making it fly. Completely wrong cue.
Oh, Emmy.
And so Emmy and I was waiting in the wings behind the flap crying because just out of nowhere with no context there's like a romantic scene going on and little Emmy, knowing she's done wrong but still commits for 5 minutes with a stuffed bird. So it's very similar to the tray.
It really is.
I cannot describe. If I have children, they're going to a school like this. They're going to go to a school where the drama teacher's like, I'm going to fucking write.
We only did the wish.
Yeah.
But our problem is we did the wish, a famous play.
Yeah.
That's brilliant because it has lots of it's great because it has lots of people of colour at my school.
Bridlington.
Not a single black person.
Oh, Christ.
Still did the whiz though.
She still did the whiz.
And if that happened in London, there would be a problem.
There we go, it swaps.
No.
For year 11, we had to do like new drama off stimulus for GCSE. You're given a stimulus and you do it. So I'm in Fleet, which is like northeast Hampshire.
Right.
So a tiny bit more multicultural than Yorkshire, but we're talking a tiny bit. And our stimulus was the death of Stephen Lawrence. The Stephen Lawrence murder. And my friend reminded me that I played his mum crying in the hospital. Still, everyone was looking at me in the
account.
It would be great if you could ask people if you've got any of these things on film. If you've got any of these plays on film.
Oh, I put some of my school plays on Instagram. Yeah. I did it.
We must have some of them.
Oh, do it.
I have to see.
I don't want to. I really want to say. I'm going to say it. I was in a play, my first play at this school, where I was like, oh my God, these plays are mad. These plays are for grown ups. And I got cast as a girl called Karen, who had to snog a boy called Darren in the play. So it was my first like stage kiss, snog. Yeah. And I was so nervous and I messed up my line. I couldn't remember the line before the snog. And now it's the only thing I remember. It's Jane says she's had sex and all. That was my line. That was my line. It's the only thing I remember.
That was really well delivered. Yeah, thank you. Didn't you feel that?
It's been about 19 years of me saying that line in my head.
Jane said she's had sex and all.
She's had sex and all. Yeah. Throw it way back.
And the boy that I kissed in the play, now, it was George Mackay, who now is the lead in the BAFTA-winning Oscar film 1917.
I recognise that name when you said it.
And so I just want to say that I think both of us are doing really well since that moment of Karen and Darren. He got six BAFTAs, you know, six-ish BAFTAs, and I... dressed as a flower at Kew Gardens for £40 last
week. When? So, oh my God, amazing. How was it?
I think we're both doing really well, in our careers. Like, since Karen and Darren, like, we've both really lifted.
You've propelled.
We've both made it in the industry.
I mean, that's good, babe. Yeah. That is.
It's really good. I do remember that. You were really scared.
Yeah, we snogged.
It sounds like school plays were like such a big deal at your school, though.
Yeah, they were.
Did everyone get in, or was it like you got in if you were good enough?
You auditioned. You auditioned.
So not everyone made it.
No, one of the auditions for Romeo and Juliet was you had to sit on a chair in complete silence, and only with your body be broken up with by someone, and you must end in the fetal position on the floor. So your face and with your face, you had to be like
like not say anything.
No, no, just you're being broken up with mime. And you end on the floor, and that's how you got into the play.
Oh man, I really want to do this on the podcast right now. Yeah. I want you to do that so badly.
Next, can your mum break up with me?
Yeah. In fact, as an agreement between the four of us, the next time any of us get broken up with, we all react to it only with our bodies.
Yes, yes.
For at least 2 minutes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you talk about kissing a boy on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever use performance or attention to get boys?
Oh, yes.
What's weird about... Dab, 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 dab.
Yes.
Sexy. I think what's weird about our show, it's funny because I see in Edinburgh, I see most of the boys, I think, maybe, I don't know, shows, there's like a lot of girls that wait outside for them and they're like, oh, I fancy you now, I fancy you now.
Yeah,
with us. It's very attractive.
And chuckle fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuckle fuckers.
Chuckle fuckers. Yeah. They're like, oh my God. Yeah.
You get chuckle fuckers. Yeah. I know you.
Fucking hate chuckle fuckers.
Because they don't want me on stage.
Sorry. Chuckle fuckers.
Chuckle fuckers. Yeah. I understand. You know the people that hang around and they're just sort of like, about like the plane was like,
I want to fuck you. Okay.
So, I don't want to make it all about me.
No.
But
she's doing it again, Jack.
I think that is true. I don't think boys want to fuck female comedians, but females want to fuck males and
female.
A female. It was Valentine's Day that week. And I had some quite nice requests.
Did you?
Online. You have to tell us, I'm afraid. You have to.
Go to the podcast now. Say it wasn't Valentine's Day.
Someone get...
Say just in general.
Random day that week. On a random day in April. A comedian sent me a nude.
I feel like I just want to say that that's amazing. Rosie's so fit on stage. She gets a Valentine's request leave their partners
it's
for
It's a specific
her.
Thing that is very interesting. It's because, I mean, it sounds really pretentious, but if you... Not pretentious. Marina.
Marina, you've made it gross.
But, like, for instance, when I see you perform, see you perform, and when I see a lot of other women perform, and they're being... They're actually... just very good because they're being themselves. There's no... There's obviously a little bit of an extra flavour to you, but you're being... Go on, get them out.
Get the boobs. Yeah. Maps are out.
She's got her boobs out for me.
Jenna said I wasn't allowed to take them out.
So they're in bra.
But yeah, keep doing that while I tell.
And how tell amazing the story. You are.
But that is incredibly attractive to see someone just... this is who I am, and I think it's good enough that I'm going to be it in front of you. You'll pay, and I'll make you laugh with doing that. Immediately, you're like, I'm aroused.
But I agree.
I'm equally as attracted to female comedians as I am male comedians. But it is strange that the male comedian stuff going on in Edinburgh, it's like women are queuing up for it, and then it's not. I think. Without sounding mean to men, I think sometimes they get a bit intimidated by a woman.
I literally think it's 100% a confidence thing.
Huge,
to bring it back to you guys when you were at school, like I don't think I was raised or like had heard the notion that boys ask women out. I don't think it hadn't been like in my idea. So I asked out the same boy 4 times in year 8, which is a very young age. And I just kept on going back to him being How about now? Well, like it's very pushy, but like, and then as I got older, I learned that, but I was so confident. And it does frighten people because it is too much. And I get that because the same way that I don't want someone who's crazy, crazy confident either. I love being a broken crier.
It shouldn't be like this, but I think sometimes a woman on stage is confident and knows who she is.
I'm sorry, Jack just threw a highlighter down as women are talking about their own
The bulb just fell off the bulb fell off the shelf.
Okay, apparently the bulb fell off the shelf. Thank you, Jack, for ruining Rosie's one moment to have a speech.
I want that one serious moment.
Do you want an apology?
Yeah.
Give her a proper apology, please.
I'm so sorry, Rosie.
And I'm to the so rest sorry. Of us for having to be there.
Yes, all of you. I'm so sorry.
Because that made all of us uncomfortable.
Maddie Marina, hello, I'm so sorry.
You're forgiven. Thank you so much for being
here today. Down, boy.
I just think sometimes a woman on stage who knows who she is intimidating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it shouldn't be like that.
No, it shouldn't.
But we have an interesting thing where we don't... Like, people say, have you ever had been given a number or something after the show? I understand why people don't do that for our show, because it's disgusting. Like, we cover our face in elastic bands. I blast 50 miles an hour of wind into my own mouth.
I'm crying for my Marina. Father while I'm humping someone.
I'm playing a real horsey girl that couldn't be more grotesque.
Marina's once again, you really have to see them live.
Murder.
They're not doing it justice.
It's like murder.
We have to lean into the vulgarity. We don't half-heartedly. It's like, I want to do it until you feel like either sick or or traumatized.
It's just character. It's just
that's
characters.
My goal. That's our goal. So we're not really thinking at all about trying to be sexy.
So you don't have a Porsche line. Have you heard of
this? What's
Pussy
that?
Line? So. I've only recently heard it from a male comedian. Yeah. It's usually men. In their stand-up, they write a joke which is throwaway, but it alludes to either their penis being
like the Twitter or Instagram line. Someone mentioned like, oh, I saw this thing on Instagram, so that's in their head that they have Instagram, so they might follow them.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Right.
So yeah.
Darren Brown shirt.
Pussy line that a guy will.
Pussy line.
Yeah, like saying.
Stop
like,
picking Rosemary, you freak.
Oh, yeah. One time my girlfriend had such a crazy orgasm. Throw away that, but allude to the fact they got in bed, and then after that, women will kill watch.
Oh my god. Yeah. Can I try it?
How much of a good audition would that be?
Yeah.
Like pretend to have a crazy orgasm, you're in the play.
So would a pussy line be like, so anyway, this is my first day at school, I've got a big dick. Anyway, throw it away. Does throw it away, ladies. Yeah, my dick is huge.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm one of those guys who likes looking women out. So
yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So sue me. I'm a feminist.
That's very good. Yeah. Oh, I have a second kid. Look, guys, it's not my fault. I know how to work a clitoris.
Oh my god.
Amazingly.
That's a really weird one. I like it.
Well, like,
really
I would be enticed with that.
I've got 10 kids. I'm really good at fertilizing.
Well, but that's interesting though, because it's like how, if you're smart, how you make it like actually that you're. Because I always get, I do know what you're talking about because I watch a comedian, I'd be like, that was a bit arrogant.
Guys,
but
let's
covered it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like, so I was having sex with her, I was down on my knees. You can imagine what was happening there.
Yeah.
And then I shat myself. Yeah. And then you're like, well, that's not funny.
But they do look women out.
But
what am I picking
up? Male comedians will go, oh, yeah, great new pussy line.
Should we all put a pussy line in our show?
Already got five in, sweetheart. Don't worry about that.
Helen's from
a dick line.
A dick line.
Well, when I deep throated the mic, that could have been my dick line. And I really wasn't going. I wasn't sorry about this, everyone, but I wasn't half-heartedly doing it. And then the guy who ran the venue said, "You shouldn't do that because there's so much spit from other
people inside the microphone.
Do you just stop speaking? Inside the.
She forgot how to talk.
That might have been my dick line.
Guys, I'm going to wrap it up.
No!
We've got 5 minutes left. I'm sorry.
We've been speaking forever.
Guys, I would just like to hear if either of you, like the biggest things you ever did for attention, like if it was like knocking her teeth out or just like anything you did, like take clothes off as a child, like whatever. Like, was there something that you did that you're like, holy fucking shit, what was wrong with me? I'm a monster.
Right.
Oh my God. Hard.
It's a hard question, but I feel like I said it really well.
It's
first thing that pops into my head.
Very eloquent.
The first thing that pops into my head is going to clown school.
Yeah.
Literally, it's the ultimate grab for attention, isn't it? What are you doing? I'm going to be a clown, mama.
I had a surprise going away to clown school party.
Wait, so you threw the party yourself?
I mean, I kind of just knew that it was happening. It was really embarrassing, but that's, I feel like as
How
kids, that was worse.
How old were you?
Like 23.
23,
she's... Well, shame in going to clown school, which is compared to a sister going to drama school.
It's
that's
really
the problem.
I love how this you two speak of like this. Everyone just asked Maddie about clown and never asked me about drama school. So I was going to say, though, drama school is just 3 years of prolonged
attention.
Yeah, you're being watched, you're being scrutinised, and then you're put on a really fancy stage with really fancy cloth. But I remember when I was young.
Cloth the curtain.
When I was young.
Actually,
interestingly, yeah.
What did we do? We did lots of weird things.
So that's what I'm saying.
When we were kids.
When we were kids, I would do things like get my friend to film me from like over the road, and I'd have my back to people when they walked past on the street, and I'd cover. I remember I put a swim hat on, covered my whole face and head in foundation, so I looked like a all
bald.
One egg, and then I taped my face like this, and I would pretend to be on the phone, and then I'd get my friend to film it, and then as they walked past, I'd look at them like that in the dark in the night, and they would people would be fucking terrified. So that's what I think I used
that's
to do.
That's more upsetting than Rosie's ass story. I'm not joking.
She was called Zelnab. It was called Zelnab.
That's where we
usually
people said they pretended to break their arm or something.
Hang on, Rosie.
You taped up your face by the dead of night and ran around as a woman called Zelnab.
Zelnab. Rosie just said, I bet they look quite similar, and what she meant was Zelnab and her arsehole. Her fleshly shaved arsehole.
If you want to head over to our Instagram, we're going to have a picture of Zelnab and Rosie's arsehole.
My little head, a Zelnab right in your tootle.
We'll do a Zelnab and arsehole spot
the
difference.
I bet they do look the same. Zelnab.
There'll be six differences. Oh. Prize for whoever gets it first.
Guess who's who?
Oh my god.
That's probably where the character stuff started.
Yeah.
Zelnab.
Yeah.
Fuck it, Daddy, wrap it up.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Hello! Daddy!
Hello.
There's no way to segue into this ending we've decided to have.
Oh, right. Ash, Daddy, I'm gonna take my little girls and Helen.
I'd love to come, thank you very much.
On a trip. And we're gonna put on a play where we're gonna all play sex workers.
Okay.
Because it's 2020 and we don't use the word prostitute or whore anymore.
Why is that aimed at me? I played a whore. If it was 2020, I played a sex worker.
We all body.
It was 2003. It was Fleet. I was a whore.
It was Fleet. I was a whore.
We're going to have a lovely time playing sex workers who fall in love in their mental institute.
Do we have to audition or do we just have the part?
Or do we just have a break up with ourselves in a chair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when we're done, we go out into the night and we have two zoners.
Zelnabs.
And two assholes.
Who's getting cast as the assholes? Who's the
Zelnabs?
I want to be a Zelnab, I'm going to be honest.
You'd be a strong
Can me and
Zelnab.
Marina be the Zelnabs and the two brunettes
course.
Be the assholes?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, it's lovely, that works.
Of course
well.
And then we're going to get those people.
Just randoms on the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After the school play.
Yeah.
It's a really good day. I love it.
I couldn't think of a better day in my whole life. That sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
You've just been so delightful.
Thank you, Helen and Daddy.
It's an honour. An honour and a privilege.
And an honour
for being here today.
Oh, plug!
We've got a show. We've got a show at the Vaults Festival on the 22nd of March.
Oh, yes. Do you?
So close.
In three days,
guys.
In 3 days.
Are you ready?
Oh my god,
not
that's
at all.
So meta.
It's a mixture of our old show and new stuff. It's gonna
what
be
time?
A whack. Yep. 8:50.
Expect it to be funny. We just wrote a new sketch about soccer dads.
So we're
trying to get that ready.
Soccer dads.
I'm sure we will in 3 days.
It's from the south. It is.
Soccer dads.
And Edinburgh Fringe, I guess.
Yeah, Edinburgh, we're doing it again.
And just follow
us. Do you know
us.
What room God time it is?
Oh my god. Well, Yeah, by this point I'll know. We're going to do the Pleasance Courtyard.
No! I'm there!
Yes!
Oh, wow!
For the first time ever.
I think 8:40.
At 8:20.
8:20.
Amazing. I'm 5:40, but I'll be around.
Yes, wow. Yes.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Sorry, Jack, just making
a
signal.
Bye.
Wonderful people.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, Jenny Beat. It's your good friend, Rosie Jones. Right, here's the thing. Me and Helen, you know Helen, we wondered if you fancy coming over and talking about who little Jenny Bead was. Was she little? Was she outgoing? Was she a little timid creature? So, answer your bloody phone. Come and see us, and we'll just chat it all out. Sound good? See you later. Bye-bye.
Deleted.